Hey, good evening, everyone. This is a quick little short little news update based on some of the recent posts on the Label 56 blog. I actually wanted to get this out this morning, but I ran out of time. But I do want to make this like a semi-weekly thing, you know, get it up in the mornings and get you guys interested in some politics and shit and get you thinking for the day. Based on a little music as well. Most of the things I'm going to be talking about here is based on stories that are posted in our blog at label56.com. Also, just added a couple of things to our events section, which hasn't been updated in a while. It was mostly just concerts and shit like that before, but I'm gonna throw in some pretty cool stuff. Holidays, solstice events. Put the presidential inauguration in there, and but one of the events that I'm gonna talk about here is today's execution in Virginia of Ricky Gray. This was a guy who was convicted for his involvement in a spree killing back in 2006 down in Richmond. He fucking brutally murdered like 7 people, including 2 little girls who were only age 9 and 4. I don't know how much national attention this execution is going to garnish, but I wanted to bring up the case of Dylann Roof in relation to it, which is getting national attention. And to start off, obviously I don't condone what Dylann Roof did. In my opinion, by his own admission, he was a coward. He stated that he went to the church at night because he knew the people there would be unarmed, and he was scared to go into the inner city where he might have actually found some formidable resistance. Anyone who attacks someone weaker like that, in my opinion, is a coward, and Ricky Gray definitely falls into that category for what he did to those 2 little girls. But I'm going to bring up a racial aspect of this, since that's what mass media likes to do, shove in our face and distort facts and shit like that. Dylann Roof killed 9 people, but when you look at the statistics of interracial murder, they're completely disproportionate when it's black on white compared to white on black. I mean, shit, fucking black on black crimes through the roof itself. What was it like? It was like 32 shootings in Chicago on Martin Luther King Day, you know? But anyway, I think it was like back in 2015 or 14, one of those two. I saw a chart that showed the statistics of interracial violence, and it showed it was like on average of 1 white person killed a day in interracial violence. And, you know, if whites were killing blacks on average of 1 a day, you know, there'd definitely be some national outrage. So yeah, it's a little fun fact for you to keep on mind when I keep telling you about how fucking evil you white racists are. And, Ricky Gray, he's one of those guys who added that statistic, but he's gonna be executed today, so goodbye to him. Speaking of murders, President Obama will be out of office in 2 more days. And you guys can look this up for yourself, but just on average, it was, showed that we dropped like 3 bombs an hour for the last year, for a total of over like 26,000 bombs that we dropped on other countries. And it sure is funny how pro-war the left is and don't give a fuck about bombs being dropped by this administration, as opposed to when George Bush did. You know, when George Bush was in office, they were all out, end the war, anti-war, you know. Bush is a murderer. But, I mean, either way, I don't care what letters next to your name, whether it's an R or a D. You know, I oppose the wars when Bush did them too. But, you know, the left, they're a little hypocritical when it comes to things like that. But, so yeah, I mean, Obama, he gave his buddy Joe Biden a participation medal for it all. You know, people cried and so on and so on. And while I'm on the subject of criers, you know, the left, they're really throwing a fit about Trump winning this election. It's pretty fucking funny. You know, the same people who demanded that Trump accept the election results if he lost. But, you got Congressman Louie, old John Lewis, who aside from getting beat up like 50 years ago, he hasn't really accomplished anything except for leading a temper tantrum last summer in which a bunch of Democrats sat on the floor and ate Chick-fil-A. You know, the Chick-fil-A that left supposed to hate. But yeah, he's throwing another temper tantrum and said he wasn't going to go to the presidential inauguration, and he's actually got a ton of heat for that. Got busted in a lie saying that this will be the first one he's hasn't gone to, and that's turned out to be false. But he's been in office like 1987, and his district still has higher than average negative rates, like, all the way across the board. But, I mean, but fuck working with Trump for the betterment of his district, right? I mean, as long as he sells his books and lines his pocket, he'll keep telling his constituents he's working hard for them. Meanwhile, communists are talking about flooding D.C., shutting down the inauguration, starting violence and all kinds of shit. You know, I mean, all the while these people are protesting Trump, talking about how evil he is, he's been steadily fucking bringing in jobs to the country. I mean, he's not even president yet. Strengthen our economy, too, which, by the way, no matter how mass media covered it up, it was horrible under Obama. We've got a couple of articles up on our blog about that, too. Just do a search for that legacy, with that being spelled D-A-T. So, yeah, it's just a little quick update for today. I'm going to leave you guys with a song of the day, which was actually from a day ago. Lots of people seem to like it, so I'm going to use it for our first one here in our little news digest. This is the song Legion Is My Name from the band End of the System. And it's on the Hardcore Until the Better End compilation, which is a really good compilation. It's got like 21 songs from 11 different bands, all of which are in the hardcore genre, some a little bit heavier, with like a deathcore style to it. And if you like it, pick up a CD. You know, just stop by and check out our store in general. We've got a lot of new stuff in, including some new Thor's Hammer necklaces, as well as some Tree of Life necklaces. And lots of other stuff, some new music, some new vinyl, stuff like that. So check it out, www.label56.com.
Full of fear and full of fucking hate.